You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, welcome. We're now 30 seconds into this third hour of global transmission against tyranny, blasting out, radiating out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on global shortwave and the internet. The global shortwave during the day, 11 to 2, is 12.172 and 9320, two different frequencies, 9 to midnight central, 5.085 and 6890. Please spread the word about the satellite, the AM, the FM, the shortwave. It's all important ways that people can listen to this show. The network website, of course, is GCNlive.com. I want to take a lot of calls in this hour. Any subject you want to discuss, the USS Liberty, the war in Iraq, what's happening to the economy. I got a bunch of biological weapon news that's very important. Just a ton of key stuff and some recap stuff from the first hour that's very important as well. The toll-free number to join us on air. I'm going to take a lot of calls, and I want to go to you quick. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead. He just hung up on me right when I went to him. That's Murphy's Law. I tell you what we'll do. We'll get all the calls straight, and then we'll go to your calls when we get back in this next segment. So, again, 1-800-259-9231. And coming up, before we end this hour, CIA rejects claim it sought Osama deal before 9/11. The New Zealand Herald, the CIA has rejected as fantasy claims its new book that it tried to negotiate a non-aggression pact with bin Laden just 2 months before September 11th, 2001 airliner attacks. It has come out that they did meet with him, but they say, that wasn't to have a non-aggression pact with our asset, our agent, known as Tim Osman. Richard Lambersy, author of The Corridors of Terror, released on Thursday, says the CIA's Dubai station chief approached bin Laden while the al-Qaeda leader was being treated for a serious kidney complaint in the United Arab Emirates. Well, that's admitted now. He said the meeting took place in the American hospital in Dubai on July 12th, barely 8 weeks before al-Qaeda militants slammed fuel-laden hijack airliners in the Pentagon and the New York's World Trade Center, killing almost 3,000 people. Such allegations is sheer fantasy. CIA will say drug dealing sheer fantasy, too, and they've been caught in 100 airports doing it. No such thing occurred, CIA spokesman Mark Mansfield said, echoing an earlier rebuttal of French media reports in October 2001 about the alleged Dubai meeting. Oh, really? Why'd you fly the bin Laden family out to safety in this country? 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan. That's all admitted. You say it was an accident. It's an accident. A Pakistani general wiring 100,000 to Muhammad Atta. The hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. The hijackers being protected. FBI being threatened with arrest. They tried to stop al-Qaeda under W199I. Public officials being warned not to fly. The insider trading by the CIA against American United. Say it ain't so, George W. Puppet. But don't worry, they're having the second investigation in Washington. The New York Times deal on 9/11 briefings lets White House edit papers. The commission investigating a September 11th terror attack said on Thursday that its deal with the White House for access to highly classified Oval Office intelligence reports would let the White House edit the documents before they were released to the commission's representatives. That's total garbage. An umbrella group of victims' families joined the criticism, saying the terms of the accord should be public. So, again, it's totally staged. While spokesman for the panel refused again to provide the terms, citing the sensitivity of the talks with the White House, an executive director acknowledged that the White House would be able to remove information from the reports unrelated to al-Qaeda and to the attacks on September 11, 2001. And so that's it, folks. It's just that the people on the commission are involved with the globalists. Some of them involved in the whole cover-up beforehand, meeting with all these unsavory characters. And now the documents aren't even going to have anything. But the average American here is, oh, there was a fight between the panel the investigators and the White House. No, there wasn't. It was good cop, bad cop, Shakespearean theatrics. We'll come back and take your calls, launch into a ton of other vital news.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. 8:27 into this third and final hour of transmission. Let's go ahead and go to these loaded phone lines and then back into all the important news. John in Tennessee is there. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask a question of the Liberty professionals there. The attack on the Liberty was obviously a botched attempt to rally American support for Israel's first strike of Egypt.
Yeah, Admiral Moore says that, and so do the victims of the ship. The lawyer admiral we had on was being very careful.
Yeah, he's talking like a lawyer. The U.S. Navy Commission in the 70s reported that the USS Maine was sunk by an internal explosion, so I was wanting to know what the JAG, since he was in that, in the Pentagon during that period, what he knew about that report. And, of course, that started the Spanish-American War for Cuba and promoted...
Well, look, it is
Roosevelt.
Admitted that the government blew up the Maine. Now they put out other reports trying to cloud that, but they blew that ship up. And because the Northwoods plan says we can blow a ship up like the Maine again.
Yeah, James Bamford, I don't know if you've had him on lately, but he was he linked the USS Liberty to Operation Northwoods in his book Body of Secrets and was interviewed by the History Channel about the Liberty. So So the Liberty is tied to Operation Northwoods and the USS Maine, according to James Banford. He wrote about
it. Yeah, it's a classic British tactic. Every time they wanted to go to war with the French, except it was really obvious with the British, this propaganda was pretty easy back then. There was no other media other than the Queen's, you know, newspaper, the Times of London. All they would do is blow up a ship, sink it, and then blame it on the British, I mean, blame it on the French and go to war.
Well, do any of the Liberty veterans mention Operation Northwoods and the Maine and how that self-inflicted terrorism worked?
Yeah, Tito Howard does. Some of the people on board the ship do. Moore will touch on it. But, you know, these are admirals, former chairman, joint chiefs of staff, and others. You know, they're just sticking to the things they can prove. But, yeah, when you add the fact that the White House already knew that it was Israel attacking it. It was unmarked planes. They called back the planes twice. That LBJ was on the phone screaming at the admiral. I mean, that's obvious. You know, 2 + 2 = 4 doesn't equal 10.
Why are these veterans of the Liberty so scared of these death threats from the admirals when they've already gotten the ultimate death threat of a bunch of Israeli attackers trying to kill them? I mean, that seems to me that would break them of any fear they might have of a sniper or some other assassination team coming after them now.
Well, that is on the record that the Admiral Kidd death threatened dozens of the crew.
Why did none of the crew at that time make an arrest of the Admiral for treason? I mean, you can do that when an illegal order is
being
made.
They've done the studies. To go against the peer pressure of your own clan, your own tribe, your own group, moral courage is more rare than physical courage. Now, that's statistical, major university studies, it's admitted fact. Charging machine gun nest in a pack mode is hard to do, but it's easier than being teleported back to the Aztec kingdom and telling them they're wrong to cut their children's hearts out. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Peer pressure is ultimate and paramount. You know, that's why these admirals... And this captain and others are just now going public because they, you know, they're older and you know, many years from now, lying in their beds, you know, to just watch, tell our enemies, you can take our lives, never take our freedom. I mean, this is classic for people in their twilight years to finally tell the truth. That's why the globalists a lot of times kill people who've been in sensitive areas when they get older.
Yeah, that's definitely happened to a lot of veterans after they retire. They keep their mouth shut, and the presidents keep their mouth shut after they retire. So it is a real threat, but at the same time, it's such mind control, they can't kill everybody, and these sniper teams that come after them oftentimes make their own judgment call to not kill the person they're ordered to kill.
You just hit on something. You're a very intelligent person, John. I'm not just buttering you up. That's why they can't round us all up and arrest all of us and kill us, and why am I still alive? I've talked to people in government, folks. People know I don't have a big mouth. I can keep my mouth shut about specifics. Okay, I've talked to people in government. I have, I don't even want to say it on air, folks, but I mean, I've had assassins tell me, I'm not even going to get into it. The point is, that's happened with me, okay, years ago. And they can't find the killers anymore. That's why they're trying to hire foreigners. That's why they're merging Interpol with the Russians. That's why they've got the former KGB chief, this general over here, helping with the internal passport. That's why they're bringing in Czech Republic troops. That's why they're bringing in Germans. It's why they had Russians, Israelis, and Germans and British at Waco. That's Fort Worth Star-Telegram. They don't have the personnel, the armies, to go out and do all the KGB, GRU, NKVD arrest. That's why the sitcoms and the dramas are all about torture and how it's as American as apple pie and baseball and how arresting people that homeschool is good on every show, and gun owners are secret terrorists. They're trying to warp the mass that all this is normal, and I'm telling them it isn't working.
Well, how do we close the borders? Because that's the only thing that can save this country at this moment. How do we motivate Congress to go ahead and impeach Bush and all his cronies instantly, not wait and BS about it, but do it now and shut the borders now? Is there anything we can do that is going to turn that around and get these foreign assassins out of here and these foreign troops out of here and these foreign illegal aliens out of here?
Look, 87% to 89% in major polls, 82% of Hispanics are against open borders. They're not stupid people. and we're the majority, and it's constitutional, and it just continues. This is treason. And they know we're waking up. That's why they're going to blow more stuff up. But we've got to take control of our local governments so they can't accept the matricula, so they can't accept the fake IDs. We've got to sue public officials. We got to bullhorn Vicente Fox. We got to stand up and scream our heads off. We got the power. Thanks for the call. And you know what? I don't care. I'm willing to die for this country and my family. I'm not delivering my children into total slavery, folks. I mean, it's just that simple. You just got to decide to move forward regardless of the consequences. Consequences are God's, folks. Duty's mine. And let me tell you, when you have a nation of people that have a backbone, you live in a free society. Not having a backbone ensures enslavement. That's the big joke here, is that people think cowering makes you safe. It doesn't make you safe. I'm committed. I mean, it isn't even a question for me. I've given the analogy many times. If I saw five thugs attacking and beating up a woman and trying to rape her or whatever, and they had axes, I wouldn't hesitate. I would instinctively, savagely, viciously attack them. I'm not going to talk about how I'm a tough guy and all this stuff, but I am, folks. I guess I'm primitive. I guess I'm not the modern man. When I see innocents being attacked, my eyes bulge out. My adrenaline flows. My muscles knot. I shake. And I have the same view of politics and statesmanship and involvement. And I've made a conscious decision to fight with my mind and my pen and a video camera and my mouth, because I can have greater effect that way. My instincts, my guts, my heart pound with the desire to crush the enemy. Let's talk to Ron in New Jersey. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like you to address the National Guard and several issues, but the first and the related National Guard and reservists that are being called up to go over to Iraq.
Oh, by the way, I have the Associated Press article. They're being denied their full payments now for months. They're not even paying the troops. That is mainstream news. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's exactly my next point I wanted to mention to you. That was in our local newspaper last night. But they're being called up. Are they being called up to be sent out of the country purposely so that we can...
Yeah, so the public two-year deal to bring in Canadian, Mexican, German, and Czech Republic troops, I got the mainstream articles. Yes, yes, yes. They give the troops a survey. 76% on average, going back over decades, it stays at 75, 78%, right around in there, hovers in there in different surveys. Will you fire on citizens in order to do so? The majority say no. They get the vaccines, they get shipped out, they breathe depleted uranium. The scumbags that say they will fire on us stay here.
So the purpose is to bring and allow foreign troops to be here to...
You know, I remember 10 years ago when I heard people saying this, I didn't believe it, but I have to believe the Associated Press, the public documents. They have set up the North American Command. It is made up, at least a third of it, by foreign assets. They've got the NATO aircraft, the Norwegian F-16s. Yes, they are setting it up. I don't know if they'll do it, but they had foreign UN troops 3 years ago to fight the forest fires. I mean, they're capable of anything, sir.
And the purpose for them being here is what in the future?
Saving us from the smallpox attack. The Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff has said, now they got Boykin in there of Waco fame, they've all said that... if we're, quote, tied down on the war on terror and there's a domestic attack, we will, quote, use foreign assets. That's Nightline. That's mainstream news. They have said it. They have done it. It is real. They are setting up a Red Dawn takeover, but the news is all going to say they're here to help us, you understand?
Mm-hmm. And the real purpose is for them being here?
They want to release a biological and then cause riots and total breakdown of society. And then the yuppies will beg for anything to just give them back their latte coffee.
So the result is you'll have foreign troops here telling people what to do, and we will be, for all intents and purposes, living in a foreign land in our own country, because the...
There have been foreign troops injected into the United States four separate times, en masse, generally German mind control forces, kindergarten. That's what it was developed for, was to brainwash the youth to sacrifice themselves. It's a mind control program, the shaved heads, all of that. Yeah, yes, certain sectors of the country will be controlled by different units. I will be under Czechoslovakian attack. The East Coast will be under German and Russian attack. West Coast will have Chinese and Mexican troops swarming into the Midwest.
And also, there was a retired lieutenant colonel.
I tell you what, stay there. You're bringing up good questions, Ron. Then we'll go. I said I go to calls quick. We will. Ron and Ian and Phil and Bob and everybody.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all heard that garlic has been used for centuries to ward off everything from diseases to demons. What is it about garlic that makes it the most recognized and widely used spice in history? It's called allicin. Allicin is the primary active ingredient in fresh crushed garlic. According to the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, garlic has only 5,000 micrograms of allicin potential. Garlamax has only 5,500 micrograms of allicin potential. But Alamax has 180,000 micrograms of allicin yield guaranteed. That's why Alamax stands head, shoulders, hips, and ankles above every other garlic product on the market today. Call 877-817-9829 to order Alamax. That's 877-817-9829. Garlic is the number one all-natural antiviral and antibacterial spice on earth, and allicin is the reason. When you need the power of garlic, you need the power of Alamax. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And remember, garlic is allicin, and allicin is Alamax.
A star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right.
All right, my friends, we're back live. We're just going to talk to Ron, Brian, Philip, Bob, and Mark, and that's it for calls, because I do have to get some more of this news. Boy, there's a large stack of important stuff. Going back to Ron in New Jersey, you had another question or another comment.
Alex,
go ahead.
Is the plan, the agenda, to set up an international police force here so that foreign troops will be the soldiers that are here in the United States, So in other words, we are just going to be a territory here of the world government, and you'll have an international police force here.
Yeah, that's it. And they're slowly implementing it, slowly integrating it, now admitting it. And as we told you from federal plans 20 years ago, they will fly people for secret torture and execution out to Camp X-Ray and Guantanamo citizens, where they're now pouring thousands of these concrete buildings and building a huge city there. This is to go on all over the world, and it is just horrible. But again, they're not going to get away with it, because we're going to expose who's behind the terror, so when they blow stuff up or release smallpox, no one's going to listen to them or follow their orders, including 99% of doctors, medical workers, firemen, and police. Thanks for the call. We are going to win this thing, folks. We are not going to stop. We're going to save our families. We don't have a choice. I'm fighting for my family's life. I hope you realize you're fighting for yours, whether you're in the fight or not. You're in this world. You're in this situation. You're in their crosshairs. Great questions, Ron.
Alex?
Yes.
Bill Moyers had on Sunday on Channel 13 the fact that soldiers were being housed, and wounded soldiers, when they came back here, and even I think it's in Iraq too, but certainly back here.
Germany, Iraq, and the U.S., they're not being given treatment. The media
right.
isn't allowed in to see
Correct.
Them. And now the burials are going to be secret at Arlington. That is the Associated Press today. And you just read your local newspaper last night. I have the article right here where they've said we're not going to pay the troops.
And it was also mentioned in a local paper that representatives of the government, nor Bush, President Bush, is present at any of the funerals that, of the soldiers when they came back here.
And it's secret how many coffins come off. Thanks for the call. Yes, appreciate it. Ian in Canada. Ian, go ahead.
On. Hello, Alex?
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to pass on a detail which might be interesting on the Liberty. A couple of days ago, a caller suggested that the Liberty was broadcasting battlefield information directly to the Arabs, which reminded me what Al Cuppet said when he was asked about the Liberty. Al Cuppet, who was a staffer on the Joint Chiefs, I think Colonel Al Cuppet, he must be familiar to you.
Yes.
Now, he was asked about the Liberty, and he said that as far as the Liberty's function went, he understood that they were broadcasting or transmitting directly to a UN listening post on Cyprus, and that information from that listening post may have been getting to the Arabs, which explains the Israeli irritation with the presence of the Liberty.
Really? Why didn't the White House just order the ship to stop transmitting and come back?
Well,
the White House already know that it was the Liberty under attack 30 minutes into it.
Right. I think your scenario is entirely consistent with that. It's global elite playing the parties off against one another.
It's the Northwoods plan. Banford has the witnesses. It's on the record. Israel was the tool. The globalist in the U.S. took control 2 weeks before that ship, had it parked out there, were watching it, and made sure the messages didn't get to him that the Israelis were about to attack him. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Ian. I mean, I just... let's talk to Philip in Virginia. Philip, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it seems like every time you turn around, this Project Northwoods is being implemented somewhere. We just had a whitewash here with the sniper trial in Virginia Beach. Totally bizarre behavior on behalf of the defense. They practically didn't even offer any. I spoke with Mr. Greenspun personally twice. He called me.
Well, tell folks who that is.
He is one of the so-called high-powered lawyers on Mr. Muhammad's defense team. He would not answer my question if he had been contacted by the Attorney General's Office of the United States.
The whole thing's a sick joke, and then Chief Moose is told, we've been told by the sniper to say the duck is in the noose. I mean, that's total programming.
Absolutely. And
the jury hasn't come back yet, have they?
No. No, they haven't.
Now, the jury's out right now.
Right.
You want to talk about the sniper case?
Yeah.
Okay, stay there. Then we'll talk to Bob and Mark, and that's it, because I got news about the troops being told, well, we're just not going to pay you now. How's that sound? And if you speak out against not paying them, you're not for America. You're not against the troops, are you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
This is Pat Cooper with 10 reasons to listen to the Tony DelVecchio Show. Reason number 10, no one listens to him at home. Reason number 9, I don't want to be the only one calling in. Reason number 8, think of the rest of the reason yourself. I got a lot of things I got to do today. If I get a job and get paid, I don't understand this guy.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And if you don't listen to his show, you'll have to deal with me.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Calls. We're talking to Phil. Phil's bringing up the whole sniper story, which is right out of Operation Northwoods. They say we'll commit sniper attacks in New York and D.C., Miami. Excuse me, D.C. and Miami. We'll shoot people, kill them, wound them, and then grab patsies and frame them. It actually describes how to do that. It says we'll use our special forces to kill people and then blame it on patsies. Whatever group we're wanting to go after, we'll blame it on that group. I mean, folks, here it is. They're carrying Northwoods out continually, and I don't have time to get into the whole sniper case, but believe me, it's not Malvo and Muhammad. Those two drugged out of their minds. Those guys are so hopped up on psychotropics whenever they're marching them around when they came into arrest. They look like soldiers we got back after Korea that have been tortured for years. I mean, literally, folks, that thousand-yard stare. Let's go back and let Phil finish up. Go ahead. You're watching the quack trial up there, the show trial. Go ahead.
More globalist theater, Alex. Yeah, and that's another question I couldn't get answered by Mr. Greenspun, if his client was on, according to the recent Supreme Court decision, that they could drug those who are incarcerated. But this is the mentality that I'm dealing with over here, because I think that people's level of comprehension of what we're up against is a regional thing. I've expressed that to you before. Mr. Myers, Larry Myers, even after I got the chance to ask him how he felt about the fact that the United States government had a plan to carry out sniper attacks in Washington, D.C., he was speechless. After the trial Thursday, he said that Larry Myers was the brother of Dean Myers, who was one of the victims. He thanked the prosecutors and expressed his faith in a system that he said is on the verge of bringing justice to the man accused of his brother's murder. And that is just so nauseating to me that I can get out there and bring this information to Mr. Muhammad's lawyers, which would have been a perfect defense for the man, and it's like they just offered him on the altar, you know. So
it's the same thing with McVeigh. Thanks for the call.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, let's not demand the government produce all the surveillance camera tapes they have grabbed under national security. Let's forget about John Doe number two. Let's just ignore all this. The building was blown out. Let's forget the newscast. The bomb's being removed. Let's get paid $18 million to... I mean, it's a joke. That's what Jones got paid. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Bob in Colorado. Bob, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I was on the USS America from 1966 through almost all of 1969.
And that's one of the aircraft carriers that launched aircraft for the
that's
Liberty,
right.
but were told to turn back. What happened that day?
They launched. We knew nothing about it until almost after the fact. I was just a crewman. I was nobody in any positive type of communications network. But I also I saw the ship once we got to it. It was just bullet riddled, and the water line was really up high, or the ship was sitting high. And I don't know how it made it on its own power, let alone stayed afloat. But
now, for those that just joined us, our ship's under attack for hours. The president's on the phone to the admiral saying, you will not defend the ship. You will let it sink to the bottom with all its sailors so it can be blamed on Egypt, folks. And you're on board this ship in 1967 when this happens.
I was there. I was on that ship for 3 years. And but what I wanted to tell you was I know one of the deceased people. I went to an electronics school with this fellow at Great Lakes, and he went to the Liberty, and I went to the America. Now, I don't know how orders are handed out, but our alphabetical names in that class were very close. Both started with the same last initial of the same last name. I could have had those orders, but he got them, and he got killed when a torpedo hit the IC room. He was on watch or on duty, one or the other.
What do you think of that caller, Darren, earlier this week, who said that, well, you know, kill them. They need to die because that would help Israel.
That's right. But I know I've been trying to listen at work and things and getting what I can off of your program, but and I was just...
Did you hear the caller who was sound like a nice guy? He thought, well, you know, we got to, you know, the troops have to die. They have to die if it helps Israel. Did you hear that?
I heard you talk about him, but I didn't hear him, no. But I can...
And the sick part is, I mean, he sounded like, you know, he'd reasoned this out, you know. Hey, Alex.
Right. I can give you this fellow's name off air if you want. I can tell you the city he was from. If I don't know if any relatives are still in the area or not. I might even be able to dig up a picture of the guy, but I don't know about that. But I definitely know his name, and I definitely know where he was from.
Well, if you're an electronics guy, you ought to write me a little article about it. And email the article and the photo to tips@infowars.com, and I'll post an article about it.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to do that. Then a couple million people will read it.
That'd be worth looking at, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have millions that go to the website, so we can certainly have an effect. Thanks for the call, sir, and thanks for your service to our country. Oh, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
I was going to ask you one more question.
Right.
So when they towed this... When this ship came steaming up at 6 knots or whatever, exactly what did it look like? I've seen the photos. I mean, it was just like blown to pieces.
Oh, the superstructure, the funnel. There was no armament on that thing for any defense. It was, everybody knew what it was. It was surveillance, electronics, and at all that, and it I don't even think it had an anti-aircraft saluting battery on it. It had nothing to defend itself, and that's what our planes were for.
Well, I'm sure the scuttlebutt around the ship was, hey, we didn't defend the ship after a few days. What were the sailors saying on board?
Why? Why'd they go there, and why'd they go there and have to come back without doing anything? Exactly, just total nonsense.
Were people angry?
Sure. I didn't go view the body or anything, but I couldn't think of the man's name right away, and then the name of the ship rang the bell with me, and I thought of his name, and then I called the medical department and talked to the corpsman on duty, and I gave this man the name, and I said, is he one of the dead or wounded? And he's deceased. And I believe we had some of the wounded, but I was told we had all the dead. And we kept them in the reefer until they were flown off or whatever, and I don't know when that occurred or where they went.
All right. Thanks for the call. Very interesting, Bob. Take care. Mark in Rhode Island, last caller. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. How are you, sir? Good to talk to you today.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Alex, I was listening to my shortwave radio last Saturday night, and I had on BBC News.
Yes.
And there was a woman, I can't think of her name, it was Gracie something or other. I was doing some work late at night in my house, and she said, oh, we're going to have an interview with Rogue Talbot. So my ears perked up, and I waited another
That's the guy who said we will have World Government and Time Magazine under Secretary of State.
That's right. He had a quote that was in Epperson's book, The Unseen Hand, that said, way beyond the year 2000, there'll be no boundaries and there'll be no borders and things like that.
There'll be no countries.
Countries, that's right. But anyway, I made it a point to, file in my brain some key things that he said, and I was wondering if I can just share them with you.
Sure, I think we'd love to hear it.
Okay. the main buzzword that he kept using, Alex, he didn't say New World Order. He said globalization. He said that over and over again.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. And then he said he threw out population numbers, I think, for the civilized world. I wasn't sure, but he was basically saying that half of the people are for it and half are against it, and that's the problem. And that's a bit, the sooner we get on board with this whole idea, the better off the world will be.
Oh, yes, no more wars, while those pushing global government are arming all the parties to create the crises.
And he also said she actually hit him pretty good on his elitist background and connections and things like that. And he really kind of just downplayed it a lot. And
yeah, they're having to do that to make it look like the media is giving us good info. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Really do appreciate the call. Let me just now launch pell-mell for the last 17 minutes into news. Appreciate all the guests, all the callers today. Now let's finish up the news. Very important stuff here. A Koran displayed at NYPD headquarters. This is the same city where they're banning public display of the nativity scene. But menorahs and Korans and moons and any other religion is just fine. Placement of Muslim book under glass arranged by Muslim chaplain, and it says, while former Alabama Justice Roy Moore had been removed from office due to controversy surrounding a religious display in a public building, the New York City Police Department is displaying a copy of the Muslim Koran in a lobby of its headquarters. According to Newsday, the holy book was placed in the glass cube atop a brass pedestal at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which began October 27th. The display is featured near the Hall of Heroes, and is placed in front of the official police seal. Donna Lieberman, the New York Civil Liberties Union executive director, warned against government promotion of religion, saying the Koran display likely violates the Constitution, but they won't do anything. And it doesn't violate the Constitution. It was in a letter from Thomas Jefferson about separation of church and state. The government isn't to make an official religion or sanction one or push it. But the Founding Fathers said this is a Christian nation. This is just for those that love the United Way and the Red Cross while they give money to gun grabbers and sicko groups and the rest of it. This is out of KXAN News 36. Banning gay members is costing Austin area Boy Scouts a bundle. I didn't know the Boy Scouts was about sex. Again, are we going to have men? You got to have men in the tents with the Girl Scouts and the Brownies. They have horrible statistics and huge liability because of this, the massive rapes and molestation going on. It's like perverts that go to be Catholic priests so they can get a hold of little kids. Predators, and this is a federal numbers, folks, are much higher to be truancy officers, CPS workers, priests, daycare workers, and especially trying to get into boys' situations with the different boys' club or the YMCA or the Boy Scouts of America. It's so horrible. And again, they want to sexualize everything. You've got to give your money to the Boy Scouts. Even if you never gave them money, give them money. And boycott the United Way. I mean, they dozens of times since I've been covering the news, they've caught United Way chapters and the big federal one ripping off millions of dollars. It's a joke. Banning gay members is costing Austin area Boy Scouts a bundle. Thursday night, the United Way says it will stop giving the Boy Scouts money because of their policy against homosexuals. The two groups are parting as friends. Oh, isn't that sick? Scouting is about to get a little more expensive, the troop leader and dad, Patrick O'Brien, now that the United Way capital area is ending local funding. So this is, I'm just speechless. I'll just dig deeper in my pocket to do my part to help cover some of the gap that's been created as a result of the decisions, Scout parent Patrick O'Brien said. The decision was made because the Boy Scouts ban gay members. United Way officials want their funding to help groups that don't exclude any Central Texans. Hey, leave our children alone, you perverts. Stay away from them. And that goes for the heterosexual perverts, too. All of you make me want to puke. Bunch of sick trash. I read what the Boy Scout policy was federally, what they put out at the national level 2 years ago, and that you cannot have people who are openly homosexuals jumping around saying, I want to be in the tent. I want to be in the tent. I mean, this is so sick. Oh, man. They want to destroy the innocents. I tell you, it's just out of control. Keep your hands off the children, you dirty trash. Bunch of pedophiles. Scientists use DNA to make virus. BBC, U.S. scientists have produced a wholly artificial virus using a method they claim could lead to new life forms. Oh, how nice. The synthetic organisms on the scale of bacteria could be engineered to produce clean energy or mop up pollution, the researchers say, or kill every human on Earth, I would add. It is only the second time a virus has been constructed from scratch in the lab. That's a total lie. But the new effort is said to produce substantially quicker results. Ah, they have the human genome. They can make whatever they want. They got that mouse pox thing that will kill all humans. The workers reported in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And it gets into the details of it. And so they can cover themselves, the Australian researchers, with a weapon that will kill any mammal, if you specifically engineer it to do that, will kill 100% of the group. Never before seen. They've now published how to do it. Thanks a lot. So when they do it, they can say somebody else did it. USDA sued over drug growing crops. Now, I've had people confront me in businesses. You can't have cross species. You can't have crops grow medicine. It's about 10 years old that we know of. It's all over the news, okay? A coalition of environmental groups and consumer advocates sued the U.S. Agriculture Department in federal court on Wednesday to try to halt the experimental planting of biotech crops engineered to make medicine. Environmentalists, consumer advocates, and food industry groups have used the USDA imposed stricter regulations on pharmacological crops, fearing the unapproved plants could accidentally slip into the food supply. Biotech companies like Dow Chemical and Monsanto have experimented with corn, soybeans, tobacco, rice, and sugar crops as a cheaper way to mass-produce medicines to treat a large range of human ailments. The coalition, which includes Friends of the Earth and the Center for Food Safety, accused the USDA of allowing the experimental crops to be planted in open fields without assessing the risk to other crops, wildlife, and humans. And last year, the Texas company Protegene in 96 locations from North Dakota to Texas to many other states. What was the other big one? It was Ohio, Iowa, and Nebraska. There we go. Memory failing me, folks, in a long week. And they planted it in 96 locations, open air, and then it spread into soybeans, and then it got into a granary, a seed granary, just by accident, of course. It produces AIDS virus. It grows live AIDS virus in it. And it says the lawsuit can only serve to impede the potential medical benefits of the technology, said Lisa Dry, a spokeswoman for the Biotechnology Industry Organization. Folks, the globalists could easily release a mass plague that would wipe a bunch of stuff out, through that crisis, crack down, have a police state. And they've already released foot and mouth, weaponized foot and mouth from Portland-bound bioweapons lab 4 years ago to take over agriculture in England. Monsanto spokesman said the company had decided to shut down its plant-made pharmacologicals program to cut costs and focus in its resources on the seeds and biotechnology business. The St. Louis-based company said it expects to complete the process by the end of the year. Don't believe that for a minute. They've split off another subdivision. Protect themselves from liability. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers, or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Pentagon limits funeral coverage. The Army tightened rules yesterday on press coverage of funerals at Arlington National Cemetery, directing that reporters be kept far enough away from the gravesites that they would likely be unable to hear a chaplain's eulogy. They do not allow them into the Army hospitals, the Navy hospitals, the Marine Corps hospitals, Air Force hospitals. They did not allow them to see the coffins coming off the aircraft. They put up curtains. A lot of stuff happening. Reporters will be restricted to a roped-in bullpen that is generally far enough away that words spoken at gravesite cannot be heard, officials said. Jack Metzler, Jr., the superintendent of Arlington National Cemetery, said the cemetery will be following the rules that were already in the books but had not been strictly observed in recent years. We're just enforcing what has already been in place, he said. The order to enforce the restriction came from the Army officials of the Pentagon, Metzler said. He said the order came from the response to a complaint. Yes, sure it did. And here's another one. Nevada groups call for statewide opposition to Patriot Act. A broad spectrum of activists rallied in Nevada on Thursday for a campaign to repeal the USA Patriot Act, citing that they said were federal threats to cherished American rights. Yeah, they're using the Patriot Act to go after county commissioners that might have taken a bribe for zoning. They're going after pot dealers. I mean, just give me a break. And Ashcroft goes, well, that's listed as terrorism, like I told you. Walmart turns customers into RFID rats. This out of the register. We reported this 6 months ago, but here it is. They are putting chips in your clothes when you leave and tracking you. You ever wondered what it's like to buy lipstick while in a Petri dish? Consumers in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma know the experience too well. Walmart's tracking that and other products. Rock Band rails against the e-vote. Now there's universities, rock bands, Christian groups. Everybody's saying the electronic voting system is a total scam. And there's a flash animation called Terminator 3, Rise of the Electronic Voting Machines, in the image section of Infowars.com. You got to see. It's amazing, and it's all documented. New small value payment tag launched in downtown Toronto. More cashless society, RFID to buy and sell. A GQHQ whistleblower about lies about the Iraq war has been charged with treason, basically, in England. And they got the same laws here in the Patriot Act, too. ID cards in doubt as Scots opt out. Scotland's government said, we're not taking your national ID card. And boy, there was a lot of other news we didn't have time to get to, but it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I got a few other articles I'll hit right here in the last 20 seconds, but before I do that, I just want everybody to get my videos. We need your support, but that's secondary. They're powerful films. They're informative. They're waking people up, whether it's America Destroyed by Design about Oklahoma City and the UN taking over the national parks, or Police State 2000 with the urban warfare takeover drills and the black helicopters, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement about the New World Order and government-sponsored terror and Patriot Act 1 and 2, or Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and Colonel Craig Roberts and myself and Frank Morales, or if it's Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. These books, these videos need to be seen, need to be known. They're informative. They're waking people up. They're dynamic. But they'll never be seen. They'll never be known. They won't get legs. They won't have an effect unless you continue to make copies of the videos, those of you that have them, and unless those of you that haven't gotten them order them. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order three or more of the videos. Get a big discount. Get the books. Give them as gifts. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number. Call right now. 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Take action. These videos are working. 888-253-3139. Judge Roy Moore kicked out yesterday, but Harry Potter's in, folks. And there's just a bunch of other news you definitely need to go to the websites and look at. But again, folks, just get the videos. Get them out to people. Don't wait any longer. It's so very important. U.S. war dead in Iraq exceed early Vietnam years. It's escalating. Very serious. See you back on Monday. Take care.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass.